Good evening. This is the 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Gustav. Gustav remains a very dangerous hurricane, Category 4 on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale. At this hour, the center of the hurricane is located over western Cuba. Made landfall there with maximum winds near 150 miles per hour, making it at least preliminarily one of the strongest hurricanes to hit Cuba in the past 50 years. As the hurricane crosses Cuba, it will potentially weaken a little bit, but then re-strengthen again over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. Over the next 2 days, we expect a northwestward heading at about 15 miles per hour to continue. And as that does, the center of the storm will be approaching and then the coast of the northern Gulf Coast on Monday, making landfall during that time as well. Because of that, a hurricane watch has been issued from Alabama westward to the upper Texas area just east of High Island. That includes the coasts of Alabama, Mississippi, all of Louisiana, and the upper Texas coast. The hurricane is likely to cause storm surge flooding of at least 15 to 20 feet when it comes ashore on Monday. It will also bring winds of at least Category 3 strength, so it will be a major hurricane as it makes landfall, according to our forecast. After the storm moves inland, it's expected to slow down and drop a tremendous amount of rainfall in inland areas, likely causing floods there. It's critical that everyone listens to and follows the direction of local emergency management officials. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.